You're listening to the Closing Market Report for the 6th day of October. It's a Monday. We always talk with the guys up at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. And Mark Russo joins us today. Mark, tell me about the rainfall that came Thursday, Friday. What happened over the weekend and how quickly farmers might be able to get it into the field. It looks like a pretty good rain delay at this point to me.
Yeah, well, Todd, we saw quite a variety of precip totals over the weekend and ending last week. Some of your higher totals in excess of an inch and a half or 2 inches were confined to areas of central Illinois, northwest and west central Indiana, and then across northern half or so of Missouri. So that was really the epicenter of wetness, and thus the area is likely seeing the most significant delays, especially here in the central parts of Illinois, Indiana, and adjacent areas of Missouri. As you go further to the north, though, areas of Iowa, even southern Minnesota, got more so into that kind of the half to 1.25 inch range, likely causing some delays, but again, not as much here as central Illinois adjacent areas.
Will they be delayed this week?
Don't think so. In fact, we do not see much in the way of precip here coming up at least over the next several days here from now and into the end of next week and into the end of this week. However, that will be changing as we do see rain activity beginning to pick up again by the end of this week, kind of into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, there's going to be a zone of unsettled conditions here that will be aligned primarily across the southern half of the Midwest and into the Delta, again, coming up over the upcoming, late this week and over the upcoming weekend. So at least for some areas, particularly areas of southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Missouri, that's the area that will continue to see at least some more delays after the next several days.
This really only matters for comfort levels, a bit for drying conditions in part of central Illinois, I suppose, but how cold will the temperatures be?
Well, quite a bit of variability here coming up. It looks like at least the coldest is behind us from what was observed over the weekend, where we did see 30s here across the heart of the Midwest. As we look ahead here, again, a lot of variability, but no additional, at least similar looking cold shots as what was observed here over the weekend. And overall, maybe a slight cooler bias. So minimum temperature is generally in the 40s, high temperatures while climbing 60s and 70s after you get past today. Again, no sign of any significant cold shots like what we saw here in recent days.
Your view of the South American weather at this time?
Well, you're beginning to turn drier across areas of Brazil. That includes Mato Grosso down to Paraná, eastward to Goiás. That area did pick up rainfall back in September, and so at least that's allowing some planning to be accomplished. But with drier than normal and warmer than normal conditions prevailing at least over the next couple of weeks, that could result in at least some planning delays here in some of your driest areas. And so the next window of opportunity we feel for seeing an increase in rain activity is during the final 7 to 8 days of the month.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technologies. I'm Todd Gleason.